Roderick O'Gorman is the new leader of the Green Party. The Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth beat Senator Pippa Hackett by 984 votes to 912. He's in our Rockley studio. Roderick O'Gorman, congratulations.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Thanks, thanks very much for having me on this afternoon.
That was close. Are you leading a divided party now?
I'm not. It was close, and I think that's testament to the Pippa's quality as a candidate. We've had a really good campaign over the last 2 weeks. We've had the opportunity as a party to discuss the opportunities and the challenges for the party. And look, we've had close leadership elections in the past, and at all times the party after those elections have come together, has unified, and it'll be my job to lead that process of unification now and focus on my first priority, which is delivering the remaining parts of the programme for government. We have 4 years of delivery of Green Party policies. We want to see remaining things like marine protected areas legislated for, hate crimes legislation, the delivery of a budget that places investment in key public services. And secondly, preparing our party for a general election we know is coming in the next 8 months.
Yes, and the last party contest, to be fair to you, was even closer than this one. But nearly half your party members didn't vote for you as leader. They went with someone who pitched themselves herself as an alternative to the three, now four men from Dublin who've led the party so far. Out of touch, preachy, judgmental, Dublin-centric, disconnected. That's what Pippa Hackett told your party hustings. She hears about your party from ordinary, everyday people across the country. How are you going to change their minds?
And we're all conscious after the local elections where we did lose support in parts of the country that we have a job of work to do to build back that support. And that support will be built back by letting the electorate see that we have policies that will make a meaningful impact on their lives. I know when I go to the doors, too often people see that their Green Party candidate is focused on 2050, focused on those long-term climate goals. We are focused on those, but we also have the policies that will make a meaningful impact on people's daily lives. I've delivered those policies in my own department, cutting the cost of childcare, bringing in new parental leaves, legislating for paid leave for the victims of domestic violence. All of these are tangible, delivered policies, Green Party policies that are making a difference in people's lives, and we have to make sure people understand that is the goal of the Green Party when we put ourselves forward for election.
Yeah, we'll talk about that election in just a moment. In what way will you lead the party differently to Eamon Ryan?
As I spoke after the announcement earlier on, I think it's showing people what are the immediate steps where government, where the state can help them in terms of what they can do in their own lives in terms of meeting the need to reduce carbon emissions, but also outside of the environmental sphere. As I say, I've shown how I've been able to advance very meaningful social policies that are making a big impact, making a big difference for tens of thousands of families across our country. And I want people to understand that that is what the Green Party are focused on. We're focused on the immediate as well as the long term.
Yes, but excuse me, you're the leader now. Are you going to make any changes in cabinet, something or someone, or are you just going to carry on with the same leadership as under Eamon Ryan?
When we have really strong cabinet ministers who have delivered important legislation, really significant policy changes over the last 4 years, I don't see any need to change the makeup of our cabinet team or our junior minister team. What I want them to do is deliver, is to use the last number of months
okay,
of this government
so no
to deliver on those key policy areas, because that's what our party has always been about. It's not just about talk, it's about delivery of the policies that people voted for us to achieve.
You led a failed referendum campaign. You were director of elections for your party in the local and European elections last month, where your vote from 2020 was cut in half, your vote from 2019 was cut in half, your number of councillors were cut in half, and you came back with no MEPs. How many of your 12 seats in the Dáil can you realistically hold on to now?
We had a challenging local elections. We lost some really good councillors. We also topped the poll in parts of Dublin City as well. We will be looking to hold every one of our seats, and we'll be looking to grow our number of seats. But that will take that focused policy work that we can show the Irish public that we are bringing forward policies that will make a meaningful difference in their lives. And that's how we will win back the support that we lost in the local elections. And it's how we'll grow our support base even further.
What would be your strategy for the election? I mean, with limited resources compared to some of the other parties, some of the big parties, are you going to focus on saving your city seats or try to win seats in rural constituencies where there's no evidence so far that you're going to win?
Well, I'm probably not going to broadcast the strategy on live radio this afternoon, Gavin. We'll be working very closely from today with our party executive, with our headquarters staff, in terms of making sure we have the resources to support our candidates, to mobilise our party members, that we have a data-driven approach to this next general election campaign, so that people will be able to hear the clear message of the Green Party in terms of policies that support people in the challenges they face every day.
As you acknowledged to me on the weekend of the local and European elections, your own seat is far from safe. Does leadership make it safer, as was suggested by some in your party?
I've built a seat in Dublin West. I built it up from a time when the Greens used to get about 1 or 2% of the vote there in general elections, to taking a seat in 2020 with 11% of the vote. I'm always active in my own constituency. I'll be running on the basis of my delivery for the constituency.
Does leadership
and the
make
wider
it safer?
Policies. We'll have to see. I suppose we've had a number of party leaders in that constituency over the years. The former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, the former Taoiseach, Joan Burton.
Possibly a future leader of a party too, and Jack Chambers.
Potentially. But look, I'll be putting myself forward in Dublin West on the basis of my work and on the basis of the policies. And I look forward to that opportunity to continue to make that case in the run-up to the general election and during that campaign itself.
Political correspondents tell me that relationships are strained between you and party leaders over lack of accommodation, as you would have experienced in failing to house asylum seekers under international obligations. How is your relationship with the Taoiseach and Taoiseach?
I've a good working relationship with both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. I suppose I've got to know them both over the last 4 years as part of the cabinet, and I've worked closely with them on a whole range of issues related to my department and wider. And look, I think we'll continue to build on that relationship. I'm very clear. I want the opportunity to continue to deliver on key elements of the programme for government over the next 8 months. I think that's what the public wants. They want to see delivery. We have a budget coming up now in the next number of weeks. I want to make sure it continues to be progressive. It continues to give the most to those who have the least, like our last four budgets have done, and also makes really meaningful investments in public services to meet the demographic challenges that we face as a country.
Will you be ready for an election if it happens this year?
We will. We'll plan on the basis of a worst case scenario. But I'm clear, I believe this government should go the full term and should continue to deliver important policies.
Your leadership may not last very long, because under the rules of your party, after the next general election, whether it be this year or next year, you may face another contest. Is that right?
After every general election, the leadership for the current leader has to resubmit him or herself for nominations. I hope I'll be in a position to do that on the basis of a strong delivery over the last months of government, and on the basis of a strong general election result.
Roger Gorman, congratulations on your election, and thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Gavin.